about somebody who is himself like 100% of the time, and that puts himself in his art. You know, like I feel like my music is just basically me and my personality, just, you know, on record. Like I feel like this is my real introduction, you know, as a solo artist, because it's just like all me. Like I love anime, you know what I'm saying? I grew up watching Toonami. For one, for Toonami, I probably wouldn't like anime like I do, because that's where I started, just watching Toonami. So Toonami is just like a quick little tribute to Toonami.
What's up, everybody? This is Ken. This is B. The 430. Man, as always, man, we're always looking to continue to expand the content and bring stuff that we consider is dope and innovative, you know, to you guys that we feel like you guys would like. And we're introducing something new, man, and we're gonna start premiering videos, premiering EPs, premiering albums. And we're honored to have Novelist as the first artist ever premiered on the Dead End Hip Hop YouTube channel. So,
and for those who don't know who is Novelist, he's 1/4 MC of the group known as Clear Soul Forces. Toonami Tsunami, you know, this is funny because if you follow Novelist and you know he's like a huge anime fan, and I am too, I'm a huge anime fan. So, you know, when he gave the honor and pleasure for me and Ken to give a good early listen of this EP, and you know, I was just like hearing all, if anybody don't know what Toonami is, it's come on Cartoon Network from, it was like from 97 to like 2008. They relaunched it in 2012, where they pretty much at late night, they show, which is now known as Adult Swim, late night, they show a lot of Japanese animation. So of course, you know, him showing his appreciation for Japanese animations and just animation in general, he wanted to make an EP with, and I gotta give this guy some props too, producer, unknown dude, but he's making a lot of noise, called Scott Zelo. So Scott Zelo, I'm a fan of your work, man. So I was really hyped to see them two do an EP based on two things that they love, that they really a fan of, which is Japanese animation, comics, and stuff like that. So, and I think the purpose of this, he wants, you know how if you watch Adult Swim, if you watch Boondocks, Black Dynamite, you know, in between commercials, Adult Swim always showcases like different artists, different talent, you know, producers, MCs. And that's what they had this mind. They wanted to make it sound like they want their music to be played on Adult Swim. That's why it sounds the way it sounds. If you listen to it, if you heard Adult Swim music that they play stuff from like J Dilla, Off Kilter type beats. Not like no simple boom bap type beats, right, Mad Lib right. stuff. Yeah. They play Mad Lib stuff, you know, like that Off Kilter type of production, which is what Scott Zelo provided, you know, Novelist on there. You know, it was interesting hearing Novelist spit over that type of production, you know what I'm saying? Because you're so used to hearing him spitting over high energetic type of beats. Mm-hmm. So for him to spit over these type of eerie, you know, sounding, ambient type of beats, and for him to kill it, I was like, damn, that was cool. One of my favorite tracks was Fireball Funk, because the thing I like about this EP too, of course, Novelist showcases stuff. The Sky Zelo do a great job of showcasing his Beastman Smith as well as on here too. Cause like on the Fireball Funk, I love how he added that Dragon Ball Z when what's that? Vegeta saw it. He was like, "What is this reading? It's over." And I just, when I hear stuff like that, I'm like, "Oh shit, I remember that episode." Like I remember watching that when he was like, "It's over 9,000." So I remember like, "Oh shit!" Like if you're a Dragon Ball Z head from back in the mid to late 90s, you know exactly what I'm talking about when you see that particular episode. It's like, "Oh man, this is like a nostalgic feel for me," and that's what I got from this whole EP. This is like a nostalgic feel because he got snippets from, what's that, Kill La Kill, Attack on Titan is also part of Toonami. I mean, that's something I'm forgetting. I can't believe I'm forgetting a couple of them.
The EP premiere is July 28th.
Tuesday.
Yeah, on a Tuesday here on Dead End Hip Hop, and you'll be able to go to the Bandcamp to download it as well, so make sure you guys come back for that. But yeah, just to kind of give you guys a little bit more insight into what we managed to hear, I've never really been much of an anime fan.
Okay.
You know, and so I thought that this was going to be a really interesting, you know, for me. Like, I've always seen it, and I've always known that it's been something that's been really, really popular. And my son, interestingly enough, is becoming interested in anime, so I may start to watch it. But I got the basic concepts down, right? So I'm listening to this, and I think it was one thing that he said was like, he said something about like a go flow. Mm-hmm. And in my head, I was like, oh, it'd be kind of dope if, you know, like, and this is me kind of nerding out, like, Novelist, like, had different type of powers, which would be his different type of flows that, you know, he could, like, channel into at any given moment. And, like, in his head, he was like, you know, like, oh, I'm going to go into my such and such flow. And then he started doing that type of flow. So, you know, stuff like that. So I was like, dang. So when he said that, I was like, oh, that would be kind of cool if, you know, he did something like that. But yeah, I do like, you know, his voice over these beats. I thought that was an interesting, you know, the way they meshed together. And, you know, the other thing, I was like, me listening to this as a guy that's not familiar with anime, like, would it be something that would hold my attention? And, of course, it did, because he's just a naturally gifted writer and rapper. But for me, for him to reference stuff in the anime culture and for me to really still be able to follow along, I thought was really, really good, because that's kind of hard for people to really be able to do that. And the one song for me that really stood out was Wrath of the Writer. And what I liked about that, man, it was one part when he was talking about the society selling like scholarships and college educations on the people. And it was like, he was talking about the brainwashing and stuff like that. And again, you know, I love when rappers, man, talk about like real shit.
Introspective.
Yeah. And that was like, that was something that, you know, and I think we mentioned this before, like, I'm glad that he did that, and that's what I wanted to hear from him. Even though that this is not necessarily an EP for that,
right,
for him to find
kind
a way to put that in there.
And put that in there, yeah.
Was dope, man. Again, it speaks to the talents of him as a rapper, man, as a writer in general. And it's short, it's compact, it's straight to the point.
Seeing him making a EP just dedicated to this, and I think this was good for him to do an EP. I think if this was an album, I'm glad he didn't make it like a, you know, 13 tracks. I think him doing an EP of just dedicating to this type of subject matter, I think it's fine. Like I said, Novelist did a great job. I'm like you said, and I was going to touch on that. Wrath of the Writer, I'm glad he kind of touched on. He kind of touched on some personal stuff too, like how him growing up in the streets of Detroit, being what he's into, not being what usually other kids are into. A lot of kids wasn't in Japanese animation, you know what I'm saying, growing up. So I'm glad he kind of touched on that. But overall, this was really fast EP. Loved it. I love both of them. I can't wait for the people to hear. Y'all got to hear this, man. Yeah. Y'all definitely got to check this out. If you like spitterific type stuff, and if you love anime like I do, I think you will really find a great appreciation for this project. And like I said, Sky Zelo, you did your thing on them beats, man. Like, I'm glad you brought that out in Novelist. And Novelist, you surprised the hell out of me rhyming over those type of beats.
July 28th, I'm Danny Hip Hop. Make sure you guys come back, listen to it, go to the Bandcamp, go to the site, download it, and check it out. I'm totally with B. As a guy that's not into anime, I was still able to follow along with this project, and just because, you know, Novelist is dope. But, you know, he didn't lose me, and I think that speaks volumes to him, you know, as an artist. So, and just for him venturing out and doing something different, you know, rapping over different type of beats. And one of the things that I've always liked about Novelist is that, you know, he's into stuff that, you know, he's in the comments. There were comic book references on here as well, and that was something that always pulled me into, because I was always in the comments. I just didn't fully, you know, move over to anime. But July 28th. You guys are gonna wanna hear it, especially if you're an anime fan, especially if you like Pete said, that's been a riffing stuff. You know, this will be for you. So make sure you guys come back and check it out. I'm Dead in Hip Hop, right here, July 28th. And it's free.
Yeah.
It's free. Don't get any better than that, you know?
I don't change anything about myself. Like, I rap about, you know, shit, cartoons and shit, like all the time. That's like my thing, you know what I'm saying? But I make it dope. My first solo EP I did, man, I usually do not like rapping over other people's beats, man, but those Prime instrumentals were so hard. I thought Prime was just, you know, one of the like hardest just hip-hop projects to come out in the last few years. His voice is like a big brother to me, you know what I'm saying? And this hip-hop shit, that's my boy right there. And then Primo's my number one favorite producer of all time, so... You know, I got something more of like, you know, more of a concept thing, man. The Toonami Tsunami's MVP, me and Scott Zelo put together, man. Shout out to Scott Zelo. And it's just, you know what I'm saying? I just really want to, you know, leave my mark as a lyricist, man. Like, I feel like, I top cats in hip-hop right now. I just want everybody to... I just want to be in the conversation.
One, two, you know, word to your mother. Yeah. My mic check is life or death, word to your mother. Yeah. You know I got that L, shh, word to your mother. Tsunamis, don't get caught up under. One, two, word to your mother. My mic check is life or death, word to your mother. You know I got that L, shh, word to your mother.